Today is April 29th. Welcome on in to Daily Cards Live here on Klabes Online, brought to you by Royal Banks Missouri and Munganass St. Louis Acura. Also, our friends over at Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota. I was up there earlier this afternoon. The 2025 Camry Hybrids are now there on the lot, starting to come in and available to rent. Go over to altontoyota.com to find out how you can rent a Toyota from Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota. Rammer, usually we come to you around this time getting you lineups for the upcoming Cardinal game. Not the case today, as their game tonight has been rained out against the Detroit Tigers. They will make up for it tomorrow with a more of a old school back-to-back doubleheader, kind of a, you know, youth baseball doubleheader. You play the game at 2:40, that game ends, go get yourself a sandwich and a drink, and then you start the next one about a half an hour later. That's how they're going to roll it out tomorrow. So no game tonight for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, they would have more scheduled doubleheaders, and I always loved that it was a big deal. And I mean, you're just at the ballpark all day or all evening. I love the doubleheaders.
Yeah.
Now, it can be problematic for pitching staffs and travel and all those kinds of things. I get it, but a little bit of nostalgia. I look back fondly on those.
There are two scheduled doubleheaders in all of Major League Baseball this season. Rammer, coming up in about a week and a half from now on May 8th, the Texas Rangers and the Oakland Athletics on May 8th, that's a Wednesday, have a scheduled doubleheader. And then in July, on Saturday, July 27th, the Giants and the Rockies have a scheduled doubleheader on a Saturday. So that was scheduled before the season started. When the schedules came out, those were two scheduled doubleheaders on the 2024 calendar. So I don't know if they're toying with them to bring them back or something weird had happened with needing the schedule for that, but that's the way it looked. Both teams, though, Tigers and Cardinals, both have an off day on Thursday, but they're still going to play the doubleheader tomorrow. So they're going to let them keep that off day on Thursday and just play two in tomorrow's game. We'll talk more about that tomorrow afternoon. We'll get you set for the two games. Jack Flaherty is scheduled to start one of those for the Tigers. So we'll see Jack Flaherty for the first time since the Cardinals traded him away. But this past weekend, Rammer, the Cardinals were one out away from sweeping the Mets and having a four-game winning streak going into this series against the Tigers. They just couldn't pull it off as Matthew Liberatore gives up the single to Harrison Bader and then the walk-off home run to lose by a final score of 4-2 in yesterday's Sunday afternoon's game.
It all goes back to a lack of offense.
Yeah.
Because you're playing so many close games. When you win, you've got to have your winning bullpen guys going, and 3 days in a row, that's a lot. And they weren't available. But I'm talking about, you know, Romero and Helsley and Kittredge. And so you had to go with the other guys, and you almost made it, but that's what happens. You got to score more runs. Give me a game where I can win by 4 or 5 runs a couple times a week. That'd be nice.
It would be. And they did that. I mean, was it Saturday's game? I mean, they scored 7 in that one. They went 7-4 in that, 4-2 games the rest of the week. But, you know, yesterday that's you have this A and this B bullpen. You have these two different sets of bullpens that you go with in certain, and then you have the winning bullpen, the losing bullpen. You know, you have your roles for everybody. Ryan Fernandez, a guy that was completely an unknown going into this season, makes the team, not really sure what they're going to do with him, where they're going to use him. Right now, Rammer, he has not allowed a hit since April 17th. Prior to that, Rammer, since he gave up 4 hits to the Marlins on April 7th, he has given up 2 hits to the Oakland Athletics on April 17th. 5 other outings, 0 hits for Ryan Fernandez. He has been really, really good in kind of an unknown limbo role in the bullpen, not sure where to actually put him at this moment.
Well, because of injuries, he was good in spring training. Spots opened up. He's taking advantage. That's how those things work. And moreover, he's climbing the ladder a little bit. So you'll keep giving a little more rope and give him an opportunity. I won't say high leverage, but higher leverage spots. And it's up to him to grab hold of it and get guys out.
And who's to say in a situation like this where the Cardinals win three games in a row and you use Helsley two or three games in a row and you're looking at it and you go, okay, well, you know, like you said yesterday, Romero, Kittredge, and Helsley are all out. You say, okay, you know what? Hey, you're going to go out there. You're going to get a 2-inning save for us today. We're going to put you high leverage. We're going to give you the 8th and 9th today. We're going to see how you handle it. And
you maybe flip-flop him and Libertor in those situations.
Yeah. And Libertor, obviously you want him to go longer for you when the, mm-hmm. You're going to use him as one of your lefties, but if you can, you're going to go longer with him because he can be stretched out. He can do that. But it's right now you have that nice trio with Kittredge and Romero and Helsley where those 9-inning games become 6-inning games really quick. And when those three are on, it's, 6 innings, you have the lead. It's really nice to have it in that situation. But then you have, you can make that even more. You could turn that into a 5-inning game, and who knows what Middleton's going to bring you when he comes back. And, we know what was expected of him. But this is starting to look like a well-rounded bullpen that the Cardinals have, which was non-existent most of last year, especially the second half of last season.
We can debate with the front office about starting rotation and acquisitions or lack thereof. We can talk about what's wrong with the offense and not getting players or not developing players. But what we can't debate is that the Cardinals said they were going to seriously address the bullpen. They did. It has paid off 1 month in anyway, and it's really been remarkable. And if we're going to criticize, which I think is fair, then you also have to give credit. And I think it's important to give credit to the ball club building this good bullpen. You got to tip the cap.
One thing that Claves and I were talking about earlier today on the Lunch Show Rammer, I want to get your input on this. We saw on Saturday, Sonny Gray went out once again, had another fantastic outing on Saturday for the Cardinals. Goes 6 innings, allows 1 earned run in that with 9 strikeouts, throwing 92 pitches in that game. His ERA right now is 1.16. Claves and I were debating on this earlier. Right now, what he is doing in his rookie year with the Cubs, Shoto Imanaga is by far, I would say, the National League pitcher of the month for the month of April. Sonny Gray sure has put his name up there to give voters something to think about.
Yeah, it's just that he missed a couple of starts early.
Right.
So so people go, he's only thrown a couple less games. That would be the only difference as far as accolades go.
Lost you there for a second on the back end, but yeah, though their stats almost similar. I think Shota has at least one more start, I think, than Sonny Gray does right now with the Cubs. One guy that will probably win it for the American League with Pitcher of the Month, Tarik Skubal, the pitcher, left-handed pitcher for the Tigers. Cardinals will miss him this week. Mm-hmm. He pitched yesterday, so of these three games, you do not have to worry about seeing him. Maybe you're into that kind of thing where you want to see your team get tortured by one of the best young pitchers in baseball right now. But the Cardinals will avoid him. And then also props for their due. Jose Quintana yesterday, he put it to the Cardinals in that, going 8 innings and pitched really, really well.
Yeah, he's very good. And as we talk about the Cardinals and Tigers, the Tigers are not horrible.
No, 16-12. Yeah.
They're not horrible. They got a couple of guys that can hit, Torkelson and Green in particular. They're a team, I think, that again, you avoid Skubal. That's really good. But they're a team that if you don't play right, if you make mistakes, I think they're the kind of team that are gonna make you pay at home.
Yeah. around baseball, lots of other good matchups to watch tonight. If you just want to flip around, as the Cardinals and Tigers have been rained out, they will make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. If you want to check that out, Braves and Mariners starting a series tonight in Seattle. Braves 19-7, Mariners 15-13 on the season. That should be a good one. And then Yankees and Orioles getting ready to get things started. That series in Camden Yards, that'll be one to watch to see as the Yankees and Orioles play in AL East action.
Back to the Braves. Ozuna has 30 RBIs. 30.
It's not even May.
30 RBI. He's gonna have 200 RBIs. It's over. He's the greatest player of all time.
You're calling 200 RBIs for Marcell Ozuna.
He's the best player ever.
Best. Okay. You know what also helps to drive in 30 runs in a month? Having Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Ozzy Albies, and Ronald Acuna in front of you.
And Harris.
He's right now. They have Harris hitting seventh tonight for
He hit second a couple times over the weekend.
I Albies was hurt for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Is Albies just coming back? Yeah. So yeah, you had So Ozuna's batting fifth tonight for the Braves.
All he's got to do is put the ball in play, and he's getting an RBI.
There's going to be runners. I'd love to know how many times he has come up this month without runners on base.
Oh, that would be a great stat. I'm sure you'll have that for me tomorrow.
It's like the anti-Mike Trout.
That's exactly right.
We will come your way tomorrow afternoon before game one of the doubleheader between the Cardinals and the Tigers. Jack Flaherty, we know, is starting one of those. We know Kyle Gibson and Steven Matz are the two starters for the Cardinals tomorrow. See which order they put those guys in when the notes come out. Until then, we are brought to you each and every day by Munganast St. Louis Acura and also Rammer Royal Banks.
Royal Banks, locations all over. Each one feels like your hometown bank. St. Louis, East Side, St. Charles County, Northeast Missouri. Each and every one says it's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rammer, enjoy the rest of your baseball-free night. I have a game at 8 o'clock, and I have a kid right here in front of me who's having me put his cup in for him because, remember those days. I'm sure you missed them so much. Until then, he's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Daily Cards Live right here on Claves Online. Stay with me, dance with me. We gon' be